We're in a series titled The Holy Spirit in You. Today is part five, and we've learned over the past few weeks there's some advantages, some benefits as a child of God, as a Christian, a believer, a follower of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit gives to any person who wants to access them. We've learned that. It's in your notes. The Holy Spirit is God, a third person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is God's active presence in human life. Your heart change, my heart change, is not possible without the presence of the Holy Spirit. I mean, we just don't have the ability to change the depths of who we are. We learned in the past week or two that the Holy Spirit is an attractional influence that draws us. Nobody can come to a faith relationship with God without the drawing power of the Holy Spirit in your life. You are here this morning because there's something at work in your life that says, you know what? My way of honoring God with my life and growing is I want to go to church. It's a drawing power, an influence of the Holy Spirit. Last week, we talked about how the Spirit of God is a GPS system that guides us. And we learned that there are some 31 satellites, orbits the Earth twice daily, that sends back signals so that when you and I pull out our phones or we're something in our car or whatever it might be, and we tap into a GPS system, there are signals sent out from space to the phone or however it works, and it tells me exactly where I'm at. GPS. We learn that the Spirit of God tells us exactly where we are at in relation to God. He will point it out and make it clear to everybody, whether we're far away, whether we're sort of close, or we're walking with him. The Spirit of God is a divine GPS system that will identify the issues of my heart that God wants me to deal with. It's an amazing thing, and it's a ministry of the Holy Spirit living within us. Today is part five, and the title of today's message is this: How the Holy Spirit Counsels Us. Counsels us. Now, when you leave here today, I hope you have a new understanding of what kind of resource you have inside you that perhaps we are not tapping into. The Spirit of God is referred many labels in the New Testament, but one of them is that he's a counselor. Now, a counselor can come in different shapes and sizes. The school has guidance counselors. There are professional counselors or therapists. There are people that we go to or friends, and they counsel us. They give us some advice or wisdom. And so today we're going to look at the Holy Spirit's role in your life and mine as a counselor and how we can tap into it. And first, let's read together in your notes, John 14, 15 to 19. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. Words of Jesus, and he says there's an advantage to being a believer, a follower of Jesus. When Christ comes into our life, the Holy Spirit comes in at the same time. They are connected. They're both God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, different roles of how the purposes, but they're all God. And so the Holy Spirit is known as a counselor. This is your big advantage over everybody else in the world that may not be a believer. You have God Himself living inside you. And this counselor can do something for us that we cannot do for ourselves. Now, in your notes, the word counselor, let me define it. Counselor is a person who gives advice on personal, social, or psychological problems. A counselor is one that hears and listens, but then gives feedback on what to do or what the issue might be. So I want to be clear. I think counselors, professionally, therapists, they all have their place. They're a good resource. But listen, there is a resource inside you today that perhaps we are not tapping into to get wisdom and advice from, because it's the Spirit of God dwelling in us. So in John 14, 26 and 7, another passage, Jesus is referring to the counselor again. Let's read that together. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I don't give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The Spirit is referred to a counselor multiple times. Now, there's different titles of what he does and so forth, but today we're going to take a look at how the Spirit of God inside you can be a counselor to give you advice and direct you in life. So let's get started. Number one in your notes, how does the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, counsel us? Number one, He teaches us new insights. He teaches us new insight. Read with me verse 26 in your notes. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. As I mentioned earlier, human counselors have their place. They're a resource that can help us journey through life. But I want us to get this point. You and I have someone living inside us that can teach us in all things. Now, that can go in very many different directions. He just guides our life. He shows us about, should I take this job or not? He does all that. But today, I want to focus on one particular area of what the counselor can do for you and for me. In Psalm 32, backside of your sermon listening guide, it says, I will instruct you and teach you. Circle the words teach you. In the way you should go, I will counsel you. Circle that. And watch over you. Here's the deal. The Holy Spirit is a presence that will help us figure life out if we consult Him. If we give time to allow Him to speak to us. If we just open our hearts and let His Word somehow direct our lives. I read a story, I believe it was Chuck Swindoll. He said when he was in the Marines back in the 50s, I think it was 1958, the war was over, but he was on a ship. And I believe they were sailing into Yokohama Harbor. And he said the ship stopped at the mouth of the harbor, and a harbor pilot got on board. And as they journeyed into the waters, the harbor pilot knew which place to go and not to go, because even though the war had been over for many years, there were dangers of mines still in certain harbors. And so the harbor pilot would get on the ship and guide and direct it safely to its port. Now, Chuck said that when what they could see from the ship was just the surface of the water. They didn't see beneath the water. But the harbor pilot knew what was down there. And he would steer the ship in with confidence in order to have a safe passage to its port. The Holy Spirit is your harbor pilot. That if we listen to him, we get his advice, we get his counsel, you know what he'll do? He will prevent us from running into some landmines that we don't even see. I mean, that's what God does. He will protect us from things and stuff we don't even think about as long as we allow him to direct us and we seek his advice. I brought with me a little rope, just a little visual today in the message. And I mentioned that the area I want to focus on about a counselor today is this. You might have a hurt in your life, and maybe it goes back to your childhood. Or maybe it's when you became an adult, something happened in a relationship, and you just have a wound in your life. Or maybe it's something you're dealing with present tense, and that wound in your life becomes a knot inside you. We all get this. There's stuff that if you can do a review of your life right now, you've got a knot inside you. It's a wound. It's a hurt. It's something that causes some pain. And we all have them. But listen, here's what the Spirit of God can do for us. When we seek him to be our counselor, we bring the knot, the pain, the hurt to him. And we say, you know what? I can't figure this out. But I know it's not right. There's something in me that it just doesn't feel good. And the Spirit of God, the counselor, who gives advice, I mean, we're talking from heaven itself. Here's what he can do. If we listen, he will help us untie the knot. Let me use this as an example. Maybe you've got a nice mistake in your past. I think we all do, don't we? And we have a knot there. I don't feel good about it. There's some, maybe guilt, could be a whole bunch of stuff. And we listen to the counselor, and he says this. He says, you know what? You've got to learn to forgive yourself. That's a tough job, isn't it? And we say, okay, I get it. I got to love myself, and I got to forgive myself. I got to go to work on applying grace to that knot in my life. And over time, if we continue to practice it, here's what happens. The Holy Spirit will help us untie the knot. And when I get untied or freed from that knot, I feel a whole lot better. It's called freedom. Called freedom. Let me give you another example. Some knots are bigger than others. Here's one. I mean, some of them get really tangled up, don't they? This one's a double-decker, double doozy. And wow, whether it's present tense or a year ago or 5 years ago, I got this in my life. I know it's not right. I don't feel good about this experience for whatever reason. We talk to a lot of other people, which is okay. Husband, wife, talk to friends, maybe go to a therapist, a professional counselor. They have their place. But let me tell you another resource. It's called the Holy Spirit. This is God himself living inside you. And we say, okay, Spirit of God, I don't get it, but I got this knot in my life. How do I get it untied? And over time, as I listen, I read his word, the Spirit of God says, okay, this first part, it's called unforgiveness towards somebody else. They did you wrong. But if you don't practice letting go of it, it'll remain a knot in you forever. But you say, okay, I get it. You're teaching me insights here, so let me go to work on saying, I will forgive that person for what they did to me, and you practice that. And all of a sudden, that part of the knot is gone. And you're feeling a little bit better about life because it's releasing or giving up what we were hanging on to. Okay, there's still a part of this left. So what is this? Well, go to the counselor. He's a lot smarter than we are. And lo and behold, he says, you know what? You not only had to forgive somebody else, but you got to deal with a little bit of resentment you have buried in your heart. You say, resentment? I didn't know I had it. Yep, it's called resentment. And so the Holy Spirit says, you need to release that grudge or that resentment. And when you practice that because of the advice of the counselor, what happens is over time, all of a sudden, the knot is gone. It's called freedom. And I want us to understand the Spirit of God is willing to teach us insights about the knots of our life. And the more we listen and the more we understand this, let me tell you, the more free we can become inside of us. Now, these knots, hey, could be guilt. You got any guilt stored in the basement of your soul? Well, it's a knot. And the way you deal with guilt is you face it and you have to go deep and say, okay, maybe I need to accept your grace in a new way to get free of the guilt. So I experience a new degree of freedom in our life. That's what the Spirit of God, the counselor, will do for us. Here's a couple of quotes. Here's the first one. If you are not willing to learn, no one can help you. Let me stop there. If you and I are not willing to go to the counselor and learn and go do the hard work to figure out my knots, nobody can help me. But if you're determined to learn, no one can stop you. Isn't that great? There's hope for all of us. We just have to be willing to learn. Here's another one. Michelangelo, age 87, he says, I am still learning. Don't ever stop learning, all right? That's the key of untangling the knots in our life. And here's the last one. I thought this was good. Key to life is keep educating yourself. Go to work on getting with the counselor and saying, okay, how do I deal with the knots in my life? All right. He teaches us new insights. And let me tell you, it's a resource that's available to everyone if we want to access it. He's called the counselor who gives advice. Okay. Number two. The second thing that the Spirit of God does to counsel us is this. He reminds us of lessons already learned. Read with me John 14, 26 in your notes. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. This one struck me a little funny. I can get he teaches us new insights, but Jesus said he reminds us of things we've already learned. And the more I thought about it, it made a lot of sense. I need to be reminded of the basics of life, especially my faith, periodically. Coach Vince Lombardi, I think once the team lost a game, He went before the team and he had a football and he said, this is a football. He started with the basics. So the basics of trusting versus trying, the basics of faith versus doubt, we need to be reminded of those things to stay on track. We want new insights, but I tell you, we need to live out what we've already learned. And the Holy Spirit reminds us. So here's a quote. There's a pleasure in being reminded of the value of the ordinary life. I mean, if we just get the basics going every day and we're reminded of them, there's a great pleasure in just living the routine part of life. Here's another one. We need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed. You and I in America have access to so many Bibles, books, music, whatever it is. We have a wealth of resource at our fingertips. And sometimes we just need to be reminded of everything we've learned in order for life to go well. I do have to add that in this verse, Jesus says, the Spirit will bring to remembrance all that I have said. He is the command center. The Father and the Son are the command center. And whatever they speak, the Spirit of God executes it. So they're all linked together, but it's all about remembrance, bringing to recall into our mind what we've already learned. So number one, he teaches us new insights. Number two, he reminds us of lessons already learned. Number three, the third thing in this passage which he does is this. He gives us peace when we don't understand. He gives us peace when we don't understand. Read with me the first couple verses in your notes. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I don't give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus says, I've got something I want you to experience in a broken, chaotic world. It's called peace. If there's anything that should differentiate us as believers from people that are not following Christ, it's having a sense of peace in your life. We are not perfect, but peace transcends our lack of understanding when we can't figure life out. Read with me Philippians 4, 6 to 7 in your notes. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Here's what the Living Bible says. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Paul says, hey, if you're anxious in life, I've got a solution for you. As you go to prayer with thanksgiving, the peace of God, this peace of his presence, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you, peace will transcend any experience of life, even if it's deeply negative or hurtful. The peace of God carries us going forward. Here's what the writer of Proverbs said. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Here's the point. Are you here today and you got something in your life you just cannot figure out? You may be anxious about it. You might be a bit confused. You're worried about it. It can be overwhelming. You just can't figure it out. The writer here says this, don't lean too much on your own understanding to try and figure it out. Rather, when you trust in the Lord with all your heart, you experience peace. If you're here today and life is upside down for you on the inside, in your head and heart, you know what's going on? Probably you're too much trying to figure it out versus, okay, God, I just got to trust you with it. It's on a continuum. Either you're going to try to figure it out and think it through, or you're just going to say, okay, I'm going to trust God with it. I can't see my way through it. Trust transcends lack of understanding. And the more you and I get that principle, let me tell you, we can journey through life less troubled, even though there's great chaos in our life, when we trust him for whatever the outcome might be. He gives us peace when we don't understand. So I got a story I want to share. His name is Horatio Spafford. This goes back to 1870s. He had five children. He was a successful lawyer, businessman in Chicago, had a wife, Anna, five kids, one boy, four girls. The one boy died of pneumonia in 1871 when he was very young. In 1873, the family decided to go to Europe. And the mom and the four girls got on a French ocean liner. Villa de Havre. And they left the U.S. to go across the Atlantic on a ship, the mom and the four kids. There were 313 passengers on board. As they crossed the Atlantic, they collided with a iron-hulled Scottish ship, the Loch Earn. And the boat that the mom and the four kids were on began to sink. And in 12 minutes, it went down. Somehow, some way, the mother was found floating on a piece of wreckage, and they pulled her out. The mother lived, but the four kids died. She eventually got to Europe. She wired her husband and told her that that the four daughters had died and she was the only one left. And Horatio Spafford got on a boat and eventually made his way to Europe to be with his wife. As he was crossing the Atlantic, he had asked the pilot of the ship, the captain, to let him know at what spot did the boat go down. And they got to that spot, and Horatio Spafford, on this journey, wrote out some words. Let me read them to you. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. And the chorus is, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. There's other verses. But here's a father that just lost four kids. And he writes the words to this hymn, it is well with my soul. And here's what he was saying. The peace of God is the only thing that kept him going because there was no understanding of what happened. Apparently, his wife Anna said at some point, God gave me four daughters. Now they have been taken from me. Someday, I will understand why. Let me tell you, the Spirit of God wants to give you peace when life is falling apart and it hurts and we can't understand it. I looked up the lyrics to the song and I want to do something a little different as we kind of wrap up here. I want us to sing the first verse. And if you want to sing out with me, you can. I think you know the words. We're just going to do one verse in the chorus. But it says, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, will give you and me peace when life does not make any sense. Let's sing this first stanza together. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. Got a couple quotes as we wrap up. Here's the first one. There's peace for you and me, even in the storm. If you're in a storm today, there's peace available. It's from the Counselor who gives us advice. It's God's presence in us. And here's the last one. Be at peace, not in pieces. Isn't that true? Let's know peace. Let's don't go to pieces. So three things he teaches us, new insights. Unties the knots in our life if we give him the opportunity. Number two, he reminds us of lessons we've already learned. He prompts us to recall things. And number three, he'll give you peace when life doesn't make any sense. I guess there's two last slides. Here's the first one. The Holy Spirit is a counselor, intercessor, comforter, advocate, strengthener. The first one is what we talked about today. He counsels us. And here's the last slide. We have a teacher, the Holy Spirit, ready to help us understand God's word. I wanted to land on this one. You know why? The word of God and the spirit of God are connected. The spirit is not just some spirit that we say, oh, whatever comes into my mind. It is connected to the word of God. So when you and I read the word of God, the spirit of God gives us insights and advice about the knots in our life. He reminds us of things, and you know what? He'll give you peace that'll carry you through, even like with Horatio, who lost four daughters on one day. That's what God's Spirit does for us. Let's bow for prayer. Just ask that you bow your heads and close your eyes. I want you to surrender to God the knot or knots in your life. What is it that you're working on that has got you tied up on the inside? And I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, say, okay, I need some guidance and advice here. How do I untie this to get free of it? That's what he wants to do for us if we let him. So just take a few moments and let the Spirit of God speak to your own heart. Father, we thank you that the Spirit of God gives life, and the words that you spoke to us are spirit and they are life. So the written word of God is the activating presence that can make a difference in our life. I pray for every person here. Whatever issue they have in their life, they will explore, talk to the counselor, who gives us advice on what to do going forward. Lord, may that spirit just somehow encourage each of us today as we deal with life itself. Lord, I just pray you'll come and bless each heart, those listening online, that we would better understand the resource of the Holy Spirit as counselor in our lives. And for this, we'll give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a closing song, and I'm going to ask the singing folks to come on forward. And it's a great song. It's kind of a hymn chorus, and it talks about, I need you more. So group, come on up, and let's sing. And I'd ask everybody to stand. And just a general invitation, if there's anybody that says, you know, I just want more of God's Spirit in my own life, you're welcome to come and pray and just seek his presence, and you're invited to do so freely. Let's sing.